The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The introduction. After his resurrection, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary go to tell the remaining 11 disciples to go to Galilee, where they will see him. Now Jesus appears to them on the mountain where he was transfigured. The reading of the Holy Gospel. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of Christ. And I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. And God hears the cry of the poor. And as Lynn read to us, and God saw everything that he had made, and it was good. This has been quite a couple of weeks for us living in North America. Really painful for our American neighbors, for David and Valerie, but for all of us. And painful for us in Canada because the reality and the pain of racism has put its head up for all of us to see. And we have to recognize that racism has been with us for a long time. And underneath racism is the doctrine of discovery. The idea that only whites had power and only whites were loved by God. As you know, I've committed the last few years of my life to working at dismantling racism. I really dislike racism because it's only a little bit of melon that separates us all from one another. I've lost my sound? Oh dear, that's not good. Good. I hope it stays back. But the idea of racism is endemic in our world. And a little bit of melon separates us from each other. But we have to remember our Christian principles. Jesus taught us, and we are called through even the early writers of Scripture, that we are all one. We're all created by God. And it's up to us now to make sure that there is nobody put down, nobody made to feel less. I've spent a lot of time looking at why we are racist, and it often comes from our own fragility, that we don't feel good about ourselves, we don't feel good about our station, and so to feel better, we put somebody else down. Oh, that dirty Indian. Oh, that nigger. Or whatever term was used. When I was a kid growing up in Quebec, we had a lot of immigrants who were displaced persons who'd been displaced out of Europe because of the war. And their children came to school. And we'd say, so-and-so is a DP. And the poor so-and-so, Mary Timpa is the woman whose name I think of, was teased and bullied by the rest of us. There was no need of that. We needed to have leadership at home, but the leadership at home often wasn't there. But we now, living in 2020, we have to be the leaders. We have to stand up against racism in all its types. The killing of Mr. George was just terrible, and it was a racist act. There was no need to try to control him. He's already handcuffed. Why murder him for a $20 fake bill? And the same thing with a woman in New Brunswick who was shot. I don't know all those circumstances, but lethal weapons discharged. There's something wrong. We have to come back and remember that we are called to be together as Christians. We are all one family on the planet. Whether we have a cross or a Star of David or the moon or some other symbol of our religion, we are all one in God's eyes, and we're all loved by God. So how do we tackle it on this Trinity Sunday when we celebrate the fullness of God, God within us, God about us, God through us, and God throughout the whole of the universe as well as all of the planet? We recognize that God created us. We have the dancing spirit of the feminine Holy Spirit amongst us. We have the resurrected Christ who taught us and commanded us how to follow God. How do we do this in 2020 in the face of this racism? Well, I think it's incumbent on each of us to, in our own mind, resolve to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, I probably have some privileged attitudes. I probably have some racist attitudes, and I need to watch my own self. When I'm thinking the next time I pass a gas station and see somebody filling up with fuel and not having to pay a gas tax because they're First Nations, and think, oh, lucky them. I need to remember that maybe that's paying the rent on the land that was theirs that I'm now living on. I don't know. It's just starting to really deconstruct our racist thoughts and impulses and what we've inherited as children and now we live as adults, to not pass it on, but to remember that we are all one in God and that God loves us all and that the dancing Trinity is our God, and that we are to dance with our God in a profitable, happy, safe, blessed way, based in love and joy and inclusion. And so this day, as we wrestle with the pandemic and we wrestle with all the imagery that's going on around us, we are called to be fruitful. We are called to be loving. We are called to embrace the other. Our enemy is ignorance, not other people. I pray that God may bless us as we journey. I invite us now to affirm our faith in a living God who loves us and includes us as well as created us. O God, you are supreme and holy.